Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Got a Mel Kiper mock we'll get to here in a second. A few more ticket texts and the 90-win bus conversation. It's been a dream start. They're in first place. They're in the driver's seat in the division. We've seen some surprising, encouraging performances. Last night, not one of them, but more good than bad. John says, yes, 90 wins. Tom says, yes, 90 wins. I want to see how the month rounds out. And John's even doubting I'll hop on board then.
Well, I mean, it is pointed out on Twitch that this bus runs on diesel. It's not an EV, so...
We can't plug it in any?
You can't drive it.
Okay. Cookies, doesn't your car have plastic tires? Real ticket text we just got. Tigers don't have to win every game. Just keep winning series. That's Harvey taking his kids to the dentist.
Oh, good luck.
Oh, see, I find that that's a big time to take your kids, because if they get the little toy, you can win them over.
Oh, you would know that.
When I was a little kid, that was big for me. I actually don't mind going to the dentist. Like, reads aside.
Yeah, you have to say that.
No. Reads aside, I don't mind going to the dentist. What else we got here? Gents, we're essentially 10% into the season. We're on pace for 100 wins. So I'm on the 90-win bus and might even up it to 95. John, what was that? You put?
I'm honking the horn.
Okay. I don't know if you were pumping the brakes there.
Oh, no. I'm honking the horn.
Anyone who wants to extend Riley Green, woof. It'll be a little ironic if he puts together a full healthy season, but hits 210 and leads the Tigers in strikeouts, signed Will.
He's well on his way to leading the Tigers in strikeouts.
So one of the, baseball almost.
One of the reasons I am still optimistic at coming off probably the worst game of the season last night, I'm not going to let one game affect my opinion, is I just think over the last night was an example of the matchups didn't work.
Yeah.
They're not going to work every time.
No.
But I think because the matchups will work more times than not, that's why I think what I think. They proved it last year when they finished. They keep doing the same thing. I am worried about Green a little bit, but it's early, so we got to let it play out. And John's famous quote. But look, I don't know if this team can go on a long losing streak because of the way they structure their lineup every day.
And because of the pitching too.
The pitching, the starting staff is pretty formidable right now. And Cobb will be added to it. Who knows what he's going to give you? But there's people in the waiting. And, you know, with Job's start last week, he showed you what he's got. It's just, like last year, people don't realize when they had their bad moments, they went on some pretty long losing streaks.
Yeah.
And that kind of wrecked their record a little bit. And now that with their matchups, I just don't know if
they're not going to have that long run where they lose 7 of 10.
I'm talking like more than four in a row. Yep. You know, like last year, I think they had like 2 7-game losing streaks or 7 out of 8ers. I just don't know if that's going to happen, especially when you've got the anchor ace that you have. He's going to lose games, but then somebody else is going to be there. Or the fact that every day it's Abanez one day and it's somebody else next hitting three. You know, I laughed when Abanez hit third in the lineup on Monday. What are you doing here? It's witchcraft.
Well, it is witchcraft. And I mean, part of the thing that we don't, maybe I just don't have the time to dig into, but with Montero being in the lineup, even if it's just for a day and you push everything, all of the matchups for the pitchers one game, who is that matchup that Skubal gets? Right. Who is that matchup that Jobe gets? Is there a little bit of magic and mystery in just that one start that delays everything for this pitching staff?
I did wonder about that because after today's day game, Kansas City, San Diego, Baltimore, Houston, setting those guys up for that stretch makes a lot of sense. All right, John, we have a Mel Kiper mock. It's technically a Mel and Field Yates mock. They alternate picks. They go through three rounds. Mm-hmm. Not going to go through 100 picks here. Want to spotlight a couple of the guys that go before the Lions, and then we'll go through the Lions picks.
Okay.
Starting at 21, Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
They take Derek Harmon.
Oh, your guy.
I'm really falling in love with him. 21, I would consider a trade up. Led all FBS players in pressures from the interior. We know how important that is on a lot of these dominant teams and defenses. He goes 21 to Pittsburgh. Emeka Ibuka, 22 to the Chargers. Shamar Stewart, edge out of Texas A&M, 23 to the Green Bay Packers. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of listeners like Shamar Stewart. Donovan Jackson, guard, Ohio State, goes to the Vikings at 24. Tet McMillan, eyebrow raiser, to Houston.
If he goes to Houston, now they may not be able to protect a quarterback, C.J. Stroud, but you pair him up with Nico Collins, that's, you're bordering on a Cincinnati type of receiver group.
26, the Rams take Maxwell Hairston, that's corner out of Kentucky. Malachi Starks, the safety from Georgia, feels like a Baltimore Raven. Mm. In this scenario, is a Baltimore Raven. And Mel Kiper had the even pick, so at 28... he has the Lions selecting Mykel Williams, edge, Georgia. He says, we talk a lot about the Lions' pass rush hole opposite Hutch. Let's fix it. Williams can beat blockers with explosiveness and has more upside for new Lions defensive coordinator Kelvin Shepard to unlock.
I like this pick if he's there because of his size. He is a guy that can get to the quarterback off the edge, 6'5", 265. Probably in a year, 2 years, he's probably playing more at 275. He's a dude that is an every down guy. So you've got Hutch on one side, Mykel Williams on the other, and it's not, well, we're going to have to put in Josh Pascal for first down to stop the run, and then we bring in Mykel Williams for, or whoever it would be for, pass rush. I love the fact that you have an every down guy, and the fact that if it's third and long, now you can mix and match and you can create some matchups. You can put Hutch on a three or Mykel Williams on a three, and you can move those guys around and pick and choose where you wanna put the pressure from.
Because he still has more to unlock, could you still pair a Za'Darius Smith with him?
Oh, certainly. Like you said yesterday. You can never have enough pass rushers. Okay. I agree with that.
Couple other notables that are on the board that go a few picks later. 32, Jahad Campbell, linebacker, Alabama, goes to the Eagles. Just feels like a great Philly Eagles pick.
Sure.
Do it all, versatile defender from Alabama. Some other notables. Kenneth Grant, 38, to the New England Patriots.
Yep.
Kenneth Grant's a guy that a lot of people argue should be in the consideration for the Lions at 28, so he would still be there. James Pierce falls all the way to 43. Mm. San Francisco 49ers. We get a premier edge upside guy who's clearly falling for some reason.
Yeah, there seems to be some fire with that smoke.
All right.
And I trust me, I don't know. We're just going off of reports. Never met the kid.
60 is the Lions' next pick. They take Marcus Mabeau.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you say his
Purdue.
Name. Yeah, guard out of Purdue. It says there's an opening at guard in Detroit. He could compete for that spot right away. Two seasons at right tackle, but started at right guard for Purdue back in 2022.
Yeah, I think this is a good, this would be a solid pick.
That's the type of guy we're looking for. Yeah.
Now, he's not going to be competing with those Wasika and Mahogany. I think he is a guy that creates depth but it's more creating depth to eventually take over, whether it's later in the season or when Graham Glasgow needs a week to recover, because those things do happen when you get a little bit older, or it's the same thing with Frank at center. Maybe he needs a week, and then you move Grab to center, and then you've got Mimbo or Mahogany or Wosika. I do think it was interesting that Mahogany leapfrogged Wosika, but I still go back to the NFC Championship game when Wosika came in for Jonah Jackson. Didn't miss a beat.
No. You and I have talked about it. The offensive linemen that they take, and they will take one in this draft, ideally can play both guard and tackle. This guy has experience in both.
You need some flexibility, yes. Yep.
The last pick in this three-round mock, the Lions pick at 102. That's a comp pick from Aaron Glenn. Barrett Carter, linebacker, Clemson.
Speed guy. Guy that would be solid. It would add some depth. He's not going to add any wow factor to that linebacker room.
But it's a position group that what has Derek Barnes now locked up long term, and I think Jack Campbell's the only other linebacker signed beyond next season.
Correct. Yes.
So
last year for
Anzalone. Yeah. Not that this guy replaces him, but you need to continue to prime the pump and put more guys on the depth chart that can contribute. Barrett Carter.
Water the linebacker garden.
Water all of it, John. Yeah. Keep a lush garden going. So there you go. There's your Mel Kiper mock and Field Yates. They alternate picks, but Kiper has all the Lions picks. 248-539-9797. Travis Hunter has some interesting comments ahead of the draft. He goes number two in this mock, but he has something that is a non-negotiable for whoever drafts him. We'll get to that coming up next. It's 97.1. I was talking about going to the dentist earlier. This is perfect timing. It does not have to be a scary, stressful event for you or your kids if you're taking them to the dentist. At Brightside Dental, there's no judgment, and it's easy to get in. They've got new patient special, $35, covers exams and x-rays. 9 Metro Detroit locations means there's one right around the corner from wherever you are. You can make an appointment, get back in that routine, call 1-800-PAINLESS, go to brightsidedental.com. Doesn't matter if you've missed your regular 6-month checkups. Doesn't matter if you've got a tooth or two that you think is going to have a cavity in it. I've gotten cavities filled there. It's not this painful thing. They numb you up and it's a piece of cake. That's brightsidedental.com. Brightside Dental, no judgment, just care.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only hit of the evening. One hitter. Shutout. For the first time this season, Tigers fall to the Brewers. They'll play later today. 1-10, Cater Montero gets the ball. Called up. Push everybody back.
Uh-huh.
Played a lot of baseball without any off days.
A lot of baseball to come.
Yeah, a lot of baseball coming up, too. We talked about, hey, lost last night. Clear head. Do you think this team will win 90 games? We had the 90-win bus. If you missed it, got the Odyssey app. You can go back. You can rewind. You can click chapters, stuff you missed, or stuff that you really care about. You can prioritize it. We've got a lot coming up still on the show. 7:35, we are 8 days out from the NFL draft. Got 8 football questions for John Jansen.
Mm.
I think these are the most interesting storylines ahead of the draft. Travis Hunter, he had a quote yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Asked if teams told him to focus on wide receiver or cornerback and not play both, he said that would be game over for him. I would never play football again. I've been doing it my whole life. I love being on the football field. I can dominate each side of the ball. I enjoy doing it.
I appreciate his mindset. And I do think he can play both at the next level. To what level on both sides? I don't know that it's a domination on both sides. I think he could dominate defensively and be a guy like his college football coach, Deion Sanders, mm-hmm. that can moonlight as a wide receiver or a guy that can make plays offensively.
So he's not Charles Woodson level corner.
No.
Or Deion Sanders level corner, right?
No.
But
Hall of Famers.
But when you factor in that he can also be a receiver, yes. That's how you get to where he's likely going to be a top three pick. So his value is in playing both. If he was only playing one, I don't know that he's a no-brainer lock to go in the top two or three.
I think he's a lock to go in the top five. If you're just drafting him as a corner, he's a top five guy.
And that's the position he would play if you had to play him.
I think that's his best position.
Okay.
And that's why I say I think he plays defensive exclusively and then moonlights on the offensive side of the ball. But I don't know, is he got a certain number of plays that he is going to demand, and rookies generally aren't in position to make demands.
I wouldn't rule out him playing both heavily.
Correct.
This first season.
I
because you say
depends what you mean by heavily.
Yeah.
Because making the transition, I mean, we've seen, insert Jeff Okuda, guys taken in the top three that can't do one side of the ball.
Yeah.
And they were coming in thinking that, you know, it wasn't a stretch to think Jeff Okuda was a top 10 pick. Maybe a top three, maybe with the line. And we're looking on it with the colored glasses that we know how it all turned out. But there are guys that are taken top five, top 10, that just, they're no good at the NFL level.
Well, and the reality is corner is a tough position to transition to. I remember Darius Slay, he was a second-round pick here in Detroit. His first season was ups and downs. His second season, he locked in and was a real shutdown corner. We're hoping to see the same thing from Terry Arnold, who played a lot of snaps last season in man coverage. You learn right away what it takes in this league. Your first season at corner, yeah, you're going to cover Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase and CeeDee Lamb, and you're going to get eaten up a little bit. But I think if you're drafting him, you're doing it because the trade-off is he's going to get better on that side of the ball, and he's going to play both sides of the ball is how I can justify it.
What I really like about him is not just his athletic ability, and he can do things that other guys can't. Right, that's just flat out. I think we all saw that if you've watched any film or if you watched any of the Colorado games. He can just flat out do things that other guys can't. He's a tremendous athlete. But it's also his awareness on the field. It's his instincts. And defensively, you need to have instincts. And, you know, to play this game, you've got to have some of that anticipation and instincts. But that's where I think defensively he will excel. Do I think he has a Sauce Gardner rookie season? Probably not. I don't think he's rare. Yeah, I don't think he's up there. But I do think he is a guy that you could put out there and be very confident that he's going to get the job done.
Couple Travis Hunter ticket text. Unnamed texter says he wasn't a top 10 corner or wide receiver in college, but magically he's going to do both. LOL. And this one says, if he plays both positions and it's time to be franchise tagged, which position does he get tagged as?
Well, he'll demand whichever one's going to get paid higher.
And the team will insist whichever one is lower.
Yeah.
And that he'll want it to be receiver eventually. That's why he wants to do this, because receivers make more money than corners. So yeah. I would say the good sign on him right now is the fact that he's not demanding just to play wide receiver, because that's all he'd be angling about. It's just the money then, long term.
Right. He wants
I think
to
whoever takes
help.
Him should take this chance. And I think sometimes in sports you got to take risks and chances. And I would love to see him, you know, offensively on the field at least 60% of the plays. And I know that's a pretty bold thing to do, but we're living in a world right now where, you know, Shohei Ohtani did this. And if you just said no, you never would have got it.
You give him a shot to do it.
I think this is the right guy to take the chance. I think any team that takes him, I heard somebody say yesterday, they think New England's a great fit for him because of Vrabel.
Yeah.
And the fact that Vrabel actually played both sides of the ball some. And that McDaniels could be creative in working them in.
Cheeseburger on the brain.
Exactly.
It's early. 248-539-9797. This is one of the big eight questions, but we're going to get to all of them at 7:35. 8 days from the draft, the eight biggest storylines. Let's get to Heather with the news.
A Michigan woman is facing charges after scamming a Florida woman out of thousands and thousands of dollars. So this woman, who's from Warren, allegedly stole $52,000 to be exact from somebody in Florida. And it was all through a Facebook marketplace scam. So apparently this Warren woman was selling or sold a fake excavator on Marketplace.
What?
What a thing.
What was she in the market for an excavator for?
Why was she selling it on Marketplace?
Yeah.
You can sell anything on Marketplace, but I don't know. A woman in Florida needed this big piece of machinery and bought it on Marketplace. A great deal, I'm guessing, John.
Yeah,
anyway, it wasn't real. Yeah. I don't think it even existed.
Right.
And she got away with all of this money, and now she's facing charges of grand theft and organized scheme to defraud.
Oh, she was selling the excavator.
Yeah, the Michigan woman was selling the excavator, sold it to a woman in Florida for $52,000. But it's all a scheme.
What's the most you'd spend on Facebook Marketplace?
Oh, it depends what it is.
Because that's way too much money.
I buy a lot. I love Facebook Marketplace. I have a big time.
But you'd also go out and see something before you'd send that amount of money.
Oh, I would never send my. There's little things. Somebody wanted me to Venmo them money before my purchase, and I said, no, thank you. I need to see the item. I want to make sure that it is what you've listed, and you want to check it out, even if it's only $10. I'm not going to Venmo it to you. But there's people that do that. We sold when we had to redo our floors. We sold the vanity from our bathroom. It was old. It was what was in the house. And somebody Venmoed us half the money to hold it for. And I was like, that's on you.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. That's fine. But we spent a lot of money. Yeah, we bought a whole big sectional on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. A 19-year-old Michigan man who was just so upset that he had to stay home and watch the pets while his girlfriend and his family, or her family, went on a cruise, was just sentenced to 8 months in jail for making a fake bomb threat, trying to sabotage their trip. So after the boat set sail, this kid, I'll call him a kid, even though he's 19, he sent an email to Carnival Cruise Line saying, hey, I think somebody might have a bomb on your Sunset cruise ship. they took it seriously, as of course they should, and they handled things accordingly. They searched every room, they notified the U.S. Coast Guard, and then they had the Jamaican authorities, where they were headed, escort the ship to port. And caused a whole lot of problems, it sounds like. So the teen did admit that he sent the message basically because he was just upset. He was just, how dare you leave me behind? And he has since apologized, but...
Yeah, they were doing him a solid, it sounds like, because he was living with them.
He was. He was living with his girlfriend's family.
Yes. And they went on a trip, didn't take him. And since they didn't take him, they thought, oh, well, you know, you could take care of the pets.
It is, I mean,
as a thank you for staying with us, roof over your head.
I mean, I kind of like, well, how long has he been living with you? Did they have the trip planned before he moved in? Because then I get it. But has he been there for a year and you're planning this trip while he's there? It's like, okay, everyone, let's sit down. What kind of activities do you want to do? Excursions? And like, oh, sorry, Jimmy, not you. You go hang out with the dogs. I get a little bit why he's upset.
Yeah, no one's justifying the bomb threat.
No.
But it is a little odd that he wasn't also on the trip.
Right? A little bit.
Not at all.
Really?
Not at all.
Would it matter if he's been living there for 5 years? I mean,
what's the setup at home? Or is he in a separate room from her? Or was he thinking that, hey, bow chicken, wow, wow, I'm going to go and they're going to pay for a separate room for me and my girlfriend?
I feel like they'd have to be pretty serious if he's living with her, even though it's under their roof, I would think.
Or, I mean, he could have had his own issues at home at his, with his family life that he needed a place to stay. I just think that if he was staying there and you planned a trip when he's... Whatever. It doesn't matter. This is what happened. Yeah. Who cares what we think? Let's move on. More than 300 current and former female physician assistants are suing Michigan Medicine over accusations of wage discrimination. So this lawsuit was just filed on Tuesday, and it alleges systemic and longstanding gender-based pay discrepancies. And the woman who basically brought the suit to life says that she and her colleagues have been paid on average $9,000 less per year than their male counterparts doing comparable work. And she says, we have brought this to our superiors' attention. This was not something they hadn't heard about, we brought it up multiple times. So they are seeking not only back pay and associated retirement losses, but also exemplary and punitive damages to deter future violations. So, if you're a wrestling fan here in Michigan, you won't have to wait very long for the next big event. WWE announced this week that its July 28th airing of Monday Night Raw will take place at Little Caesars Arena. Oh,
there you go.
Yeah,
it's not WrestleMania, but hey, it's something.
Then. Yeah. So this is the first WWE event to take place in Detroit this year. The list of wrestlers who will be appearing at the event have not been released just yet, but tickets go on sale April 25th. 313 Presents or Ticketmaster. So,
Heather with the news. Hey, real quick, can you confirm Ticketexter's concerned? They say, I really hope Heather isn't the is this still available person on Marketplace.
Oh, heck no. I am not that. But you know why people do that? It's because it's just auto-generated and they just hit this. No, I'm not.
Okay, good. We were concerned. Coming up next, the eight biggest questions.
I know.
8 days away from the draft. We'll explain it. 97.1.
Hey, when it comes to an IRS collection or audit, you need a law firm that specializes in the resolution of all types of tax problems. And when dealing with the world's largest civil law enforcement agency, your case can take a lot of twists and turns. Your first call, your only call, should be to Abraham and Rose. They're prepared to advocate on your behalf, no matter if it's civil or criminal or even the Michigan Department of Treasury. So whether it's personal income tax or business payroll taxes, you're going to need a real team of local lawyers, somebody you can go sit down with, not a tax organization with a random individual you're never going to meet. Visit abrahamandrose.com today, or you can call 248-539-5040 so you never personally have to deal with the IRS.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line. Plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We are 8 days out from the NFL draft, and I have 8 big questions, storylines. John, you're a big football guy.
Yeah.
Let's see how you do. First question. How's Green Bay going to do as the host city?
They'll do just fine. I checked the weather. Looks like the weather's actually going to be really nice. The issue is going to be I don't think they can actually handle as many people. It's not as easy to get to as Detroit. So I actually think the attendance is going to be about, at a maximum, what, 2/3 of what Detroit had last year. I don't know that there's as much juice going to Green Bay. I know that they've redone everything around the stadium and they've made it all look nice and pretty, but I don't know that it's as big of a draw.
They got to try to not be Detroit because they don't have the infrastructure for it. It can be their own thing.
Sure.
Which is what they kind of exist as their own island in the NFL anyway. Yeah. Make it your own.
I don't
own.
Want them to fail. I know everybody says, they're in division. No. I don't think they have the ability to have as many people as Detroit did.
Question two, is Cam Ward really worth the number one overall pick? It seems all but certain he's going to go one to the Tennessee Titans.
No, but Tennessee is going to take him. And they're in a position where they have to take a shot on a quarterback. They've got to take that shot because it's the investment's not like it was back when Matthew Stafford was drafted and before they had the rookie salary cap. We've seen teams take back-to-back first, round quarterbacks because the commitment, the financial commitment's not there. It's 4 years, and you can even let them go ahead of that and minimize the exposure. So no, I don't think he's that type of quarterback. But then again, they're in a position where they're not going into the season with Will Levis as their quarterback.
No, and that's kind of what this is. Are you going to pick number one again next year? Because that's a pretty bleak outlook. You give your guy a chance. He's a playmaker. He's rough around the edges. They've invested in the O-line. They could take a gamble. Question number three. Which of the other quarterbacks are worth a first-round selection?
None of them. None of them are first round talents. And okay, Shedeur Sanders, Jackson Dart, Slough. Is that how you say his name? Slough?
Shuck.
Whatever.
It doesn't look like it, but it's Shuck because it rhymes with another word you would say if you were betting on him last season.
Yeah. I don't think, and I look at some of the other drafts. If you put this group of quarterbacks in last year's draft, are any of them taken ahead of Bo Nix that ended up going against to Denver? No, I don't think so. And there's a lot of fanfare. This is why Cam Ward spent another year in college, because he knew he wasn't going to be able to match up with those quarterbacks. So I'll take my chances next year, knowing that it's not going to be as good of a quarterback market. Now he might go number one overall, probably will.
You don't think Shedeur has a first round grade?
No.
Even late first?
No.
Okay.
I mean, he'll get taken in the first round, don't get me wrong, but
so
no.
There's an accuracy and a toughness, and I kind of think he compares to someone I liked coming out of school, Teddy Bridgewater. Later first round grade type of thing.
All right. Would you take Teddy Bridgewater as a first round quarterback?
Probably not. Can Travis Hunter really play both positions? He says it's a requirement.
Yes, he can. He can play both sides of the ball. He's got that talent. He's got the ability. He's certainly got the endurance. It is a little bit different at the NFL level. I think he needs to master one side of the ball as a rookie. And as in his first couple of years, he can moonlight on the other side. I think he should, but the NFL is a completely different level. It's a completely different game. He's got the instincts to play defense. I think he'll be a very good defensive back, and I would use him sparingly on offense, but I certainly would give it a shot.
8 days from the draft, 8 questions. Question number 5. Who's the biggest sure thing in this draft? We talked about Cam Ward. I don't know. Hunter's got to play a couple positions. John, if you're a general manager, who's the guy you know is going to be great from this draft?
It's interesting because this guy wasn't taken until the 20s in Mel's latest mock.
Oh, boy.
And I don't know where he's going to go. He's certainly going to go in the first round. But Ted McMillan, I think he is your lock in this draft of a guy that's going to come in. He's 6'5", 220. He's got unbelievable hands. I love the length. I love the speed. Now he's not gonna blow the doors off of anyone, but he is a number one receiver, and he may go to somewhere where he has to be a number two for a while. But he is as good a receiver that has come out in some time.
Flip side, give me a guy on bust watch from the first round.
Well, I'll give you. We already talked about him, Shedeur Sanders. If he's taken in the first round, I don't think he ever lives up to be a first round quarterback. I don't think he's ever a franchise quarterback. I think he's a guy kind of like you had mentioned, Teddy Bridgewater, where maybe he comes in and maybe there's a season where quarterback gets hurt. He comes in, wins 5 or 6 games, and all of a sudden everybody thinks, oh, we got our franchise quarterback. But I there's not enough there. There's not enough substance there that makes me believe that he's an actual first-round quarterback. And not to his fault, it's a weak quarterback draft. He'll be taken in the first round, but he'll be labeled as a bust.
Teddy Bridgewater's second season quarterbacked an 11-win football team.
Yep.
Made the Pro Bowl, but never really got off the ground. See, the issue I have with Shedeur, people point out how tough he is and all the sacks he took, and he didn't get a lot of protection. He also created a lot of those sacks. And the game's going to move quicker at the NFL level. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. All right, next question. Give me the best fit for the big three from Michigan. Graham, Loveland, and Will Johnson all go in Mel Kiper's latest first-round mock. Give me the best landing spot for all three.
For Mason Graham, I got two teams. I think he makes it past the Giants, but I think Jacksonville is a great fit because you got two edge rushers, and you've also got a couple of defensive tackles. Armstead is on the last year of a 2-year deal, and he didn't pan out for him, but you got some experience in there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a great fit for him. Colston Loveland, I keep seeing him to Indianapolis, and I actually love that fit. I think that's one where they need a reliable pass catcher at the tight end. They need a good outlet for whoever's going to be their quarterback. And then for Will Johnson, this is a weird one because I've seen Will mocked from anywhere from 6 to the Raiders, 8 to Carolina, but they're dealing with corners that have injury problems to begin with. I don't necessarily know that they go down that road. I actually think the best opportunity for him is Seattle. It's a defense he's very familiar with.
Good point.
And you put him in a secondary that's already, you know, got some good players in it. And I just think, you know, Mike McDonald knows him. They're very familiar with each other. I think that is an ideal fit. I don't know that he ends up in Seattle, but I think that's his ideal fit.
What do you think of Miami if they're trading away Jalen Ramsey?
Well, I mean, Miami needs to find a trade partner. It's going to be tough with that contract. But I could see that. I just think 13 might be a little bit high because
his range, I feel like, is all over the place.
Right it now. Is, and it's all about the injury.
Yeah. Last question. The Dream Lions pick is?
This is a tough one because, obviously, I'm biased to who I want them to take. I'm trying to remove that.
I'm asking you, John Jansen.
I think the Dream Lions pick is Gray Zabel. And it's a guy that can play every position up front. He can be very versatile. He ends up being a lock at one of the guard positions, and you got him and Mahogany. I know everybody wants an edge, but to me, I think that is the absolute dream pick. It's not going to be the sexy pick, but it's one that's going to pay off for a long time.
Water the garden. Would you trade up to get him? Because Mel has him going 18.
I wouldn't trade up to 18.
But let's say he's there at 22, 23. Would you go up and get
him? You know what? It'd be very much like Tyrion Arnold. Go up to 24 and get him.
Okay. There you go. 8 days out. 8 big questions. It's 97.1. Talking about picks, I've got your pick for the best dealership in town, Moran Chevrolet, Michigan's number one selling Chevy dealer in 2024. With deals like this, looking to do it again in 2025. At Moran, you can lease the 2025 Silverado LT Crew Cab 4x4 for $298 a month. How about that? A truck payment under $300. Low mileage lease, 24 months, $1,495 down. Plus, employee pricing to everyone. Yes, you too. Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Shop online. You can see what I'm talking about. MoranExpress.com. Stop by in person. See it yourself. They're on Gratiot, north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. Chevrolet, together, let's drive. From the show that brought you the 14-win bus and the 15-win express, we have a Tigers question coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. I think it's a good day to do it. After a loss, you try to assess where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
Not living in the clouds, try to live in reality. Is anybody going to drive the bus? We'll get to that at 8:35. Pistons playoff schedule is out now, John.
Yes, it is.
They're going to play game one on Saturday. We already knew that. Game two will be Monday. Game three, Thursday night in Detroit, head-to-head with the NFL draft. How is that going to impact people's plans?
It's interesting because, obviously, here in Detroit, we are so excited that the Pistons are in the postseason, that they're not in a play-in game. They just flat-out made the playoffs. They're playing the New York Knickerbockers. But what does it mean for the Pistons, not just the Pistons, but the NBA across all different markets and regions?
Well, they always compete with the draft. The playoffs always are going on at this time of year.
Right. And it's just we finally have a seat at the table.
We're finally, you know, having to make a decision. Will people be at all dissuaded from going, or will they watch less because the draft is going on?
There's going to be a lot of channel flipping. But for Detroit fans, that game will probably be nearing its end by the time that the Lions actually are on the board. If things go according to plan, they don't trade up, all that stuff.
We don't have a tip time, but it should be, what, 7, 7:30, 8?
Yeah. I mean, if they tip at, let's just say 7:30, we'll split the difference.
Sure. Game should be done by 10.
Draft starts at 8. Lions aren't picking until
probably after 11.
11?
So
yeah.
It's fine. You can just keep in small screen, keep an eye on who's being selected, and the focus should be the Pistons in their playoff game.
Or on the small screen, you have the Pistons.
No, don't do this. I know you did this with the baseball. You're not going to prefer the draft, a list of names being
I'm going to be working the draft. So it'll be interesting to see. It'll be interesting to see what the numbers are for NBA games that night.
And I get it. We're in a city that loves the draft. I don't need to explain that. We all saw it with our own eyes a year ago. This city loves the draft. But the Pistons are playing a playoff game.
Right.
the Lions aren't picking at all during that time. You can just read the names.
Yeah, for Pistons fans, they're going to be watching the game. There's no question about that.
I think Detroit fans will be watching the Pistons.
That's what I said, just Pistons fans, yeah.
Yeah.
So you just said the same thing I said.
No, but I'm saying like Detroiters.
Detroit-based
sports fans will watch the Pistons over the NFL draft.
A majority of them.
Okay, they won't be like you.
Right, yes. I will be. I'll have the Pistons in the back of my mind. I don't even actually think I'll be able to watch it live. I'll be in the bubble. Let's put it that way.
Well, okay. It'll be the third screen behind the Tigers, of course.
No, I don't think the Tigers play that night.
No.
That's one of the weird quirks of how this was going to lay out, is that the draft doesn't have a conflict with the Tigers.
And, Jim, you're protected, too, because the Red Sox have a day game against Seattle, so you'll be able to watch Bregman during the day.
You see, he had 5 hits yesterday, 5 times as many as the Tigers.
Oh, man.
You knew what you were doing with that comment. 248-539-9797. We want to know if this impacts you in any way at all, if you're going to have any issues with both going on at the same time.
Would you avoid buying tickets to go? Like, that's the thing here, because if you go to the game and we don't have the time, if it's an 8 o'clock tip, getting home in time for the Lions pick would be, you might not be home.
This may be a dumb question. What if you don't see the Lions pick the minute it's made?
Some people would.
But instead, you got to watch a playoff game with one of our local teams. I mean, is that really a problem? I can't believe someone wouldn't go to the Pistons game because they wouldn't see the name read live on their TV.
But would you not go to the Pistons game simply because you want to watch both? I think that's fair. This is the NFL draft. I know there's not as much spice this year and you're picking late, but it's still the NFL draft.
It is. What we're talking about, 20,000 people, right? It's not like, 65,000 for a Lions game. We're talking about 20,000 people that are certainly going to prioritize going to the first Pistons playoff game with an actual chance to win.
And for the first time almost 20 years.
Yeah.
Well, let's say they went on sale Sunday, right?
Right.
So you went on, you bought tickets.
Probably already bought them, yeah.
You got the first playoff game at home, and then you see it's the draft. You might be thinking, I'm going to sell these.
No, I don't think anybody's thinking that.
Let us know if you're out there in listener land. 248-539-9797. Has this created any conflict as you hear today? Pistons are going to open their home playoff games the night of the draft.
I do this all the time in regards to not realizing things that I've committed to or the kids are committed to, and then all of a sudden I commit to something else, and then all of a sudden, oh man, I forgot. Ellie's got a game, Jack's got a game, but I committed to do, some speaking thing, or I've got to do something else for work, and it was something that was extra, and I committed to it thinking there wasn't anything that night. How many people bought those tickets because of the euphoria that the Pistons are in the playoffs? They are going to have a chance to win games. It might be, maybe it's their third win. They're going to sweep the Knicks. I'm not predicting that, but it could be a scenario. And then you looked at it and go, oh, it's the NFL draft.
We have a couple early responses on this. Seriously, I could not care less about the Pistons' playoff run from a viewing standpoint. As a Detroit sports fan, I hope they do well, but the product is awful, and I will be tuned into the draft 100%.
I'm not surprised.
But anybody who says the product's awful, if you're talking about the NBA in general, fine.
Yes,
but you're not talking about the Pistons. The Pistons product's not awful.
No.
Texas says, me and my whole family are attending the game. Huge Lions fans and draft fans, but it no way deters from our commitment or excitement from the game. This is our first playoff game in so long. The city needs it. Pistons in 6, Joe in Ann Arbor.
Okay, there we go. We're starting to get predictions.
I know we've been holding out.
Oh, we're holding out.
I know. Yeah. End of the week.
Let everything build up a little bit.
I saw a bunch of experts, panel of experts, ESPN. All 10 of them took the Knicks.
Oh, no respect.
Detroit versus everybody. This series, by the way, if it goes 2 weeks, or if it goes 7 games, we'll go 2 weeks, which is crazy, but that's welcome to how the NBA does their postseason. Game 1 is Saturday. Game 7 would be 2 weeks from Saturday. Sheesh.
So ridiculous.
I'm with Jim on this one. The list of names is not going to change in the morning, but I haven't seen a Pistons playoff game in almost 10 years. Texter says, I'm going to a concert on draft night. Sounds like I'm going to have 2 tabs open on my phone.
Okay.
That's a busy night. By the time the Lions pick, the game will be done. Yes, we've pointed that out. Pistons are the front runner easily. The Lions draft is at the end. They could trade, checking on it during commercials and halftime, but playoff take priority. Playoffs take priority. That's Kyle in St. Clair Shores.
I think it should for Detroit sports fans.
Normally, I would say no normal person should prioritize the draft over a playoff game, but the draft is the Detroit Lions Super Bowl. Was. What I would say.
Yeah,
was.
Not anymore.
Was. All right, well, knock out some phone calls on this. Plus, question about eating food off the floor. Mix that in as well. It's 97.1.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.